views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the transformative show, We Carry the Light, with host Dr. Susan Allison, the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. Who are you right now? And who do you want to be? What is it that makes you happy, helps you feel fulfilled, and living your purpose? Tune in and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine. Now, here is your host, Dr. Susan Allison.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to We Carry the Light, where you find inspiration for transformation. I'm Dr. Susan, your host, and I'm, as I always say this, but I'm so happy to have you here. Without you, there would not be a show, and you, my listeners, are this incredible group, and I want to do this show for you. So you're either listening live or you're listening to my archive show, and you can go to Transformation Talk Radio anytime and listen to the archive shows, not only mine, but all the other amazing hosts at this network. So you can also contact me if you'd like at drsusanallison.com. That's drsusanallison.com. So this past week, I did what, you know, everybody's favorite thing to do, which is to get blood tests. I hate needles. Get blood tests and go to my doctor. And I'm supposed to go every year for just an annual exam, but I realized I skipped last year for some reason. I haven't been in 2 years. But my doctor was thrilled because I am so healthy. I am healthier than I was 2 years ago. And why do I think I am? I gave up sugar and flour and sugar in combination 2 years ago this May. And you should look at my numbers. My doctor kept saying, I kept trying to find something to tell you that you need to do, but I couldn't find anything except to take a little more D3, which is important. And I'm at the bottom end of that. But she was thrilled with my results. The other thing that happens for me is that people, when I go to the doctor, say, are you a marathon runner? And I say, no, I barely take my dog around the block for a walk, poor thing. And I have been meditating, though, for over 30 years. And I do believe that my meditation, it's transcendental meditation. They have done lots of research in terms of physiologically what happens. I have a really low blood pressure. My blood pressure was 96 over 60 when I went to the doctor this past week. So I do believe the meditation and cutting out sugar and flour. And also I eat organic food. My husband and I created an urban farm here at our home. We missed our house in the mountains where we had a lot of land. And so we came to town and we said, we're going to do it here. We have 17 fruit trees, berries, veggies, and I can't get along without my arugula that I have every single day. I go out and pick it. Also, my very, very favorite thing is an avocado tree that's not even mine. It's the neighbor's, and it hangs over my roof. And I climb up on the roof and pick these avocados, and I just love it, partly because I grew up on an avocado ranch as a kid and would go out there with my spoon and my knife and my lemon and sit there and scoop out the avocado. And to me, an avocado is the perfect food. So after reading Alberto Villoldo's newest book, One Spirit Medicine, I feel good that I'm doing some of the things that he suggests in the book, such as cutting out sugar and most grains and eating plants and protein and a little fruit. He recommends taking vitamin D3 also. And here I just got this report and I need to take more. So I love his suggestions, and it's not just about your physical health, but Alberto is telling us in his book, One Spirit Medicine, how to balance your physical, emotional, and spiritual health. And so I feel very honored to have Alberto Villoldo here with us today, talking about his new book, One Spirit Medicine. Now, I have read almost all his books, and there are a lot. He has 14 books, which is amazing in itself. And I find this book different from the others, And I also find that it has a combination. It has things in it that he has mentioned before, which I like very much. And I'll let Alberto tell you why he wrote it and how you can benefit. Don't forget that you can call into the show and you can ask Alberto your own health questions. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. So let me give you some background about this amazing man. Dr. Alberto Valoldo has trained as a psychologist and medical anthropologist and has studied the healing practices of the Amazon and Andean shamans. He directs the Four Winds Society, where he trains individuals from Europe and the U.S. in the practice of shamanic energy medicine. He is the founder of the Light Body School, which has campuses in California, New York, Florida, and Germany. He also directs the Center for Energy Medicine in Chile, where he investigates and practices the neuroscience of enlightenment. I love that. I've never seen that in a college catalog, the neuroscience of enlightenment, but I'd love to be studying that. He is the author of, as I said, 14 other books besides this newest work, One Spirit Medicine. And he can be contacted at thefourwinds.com. Let's welcome Alberto Valoldo. Hi, Alberto. Thanks for being on the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you. It's great to be on the show with you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You know, I loved your book, One Spirit Medicine. I've been reading your books since you first started writing them. But I love how personal and honest it is. And I'd love for you to tell listeners, if you feel comfortable, about your own healing crisis that really was a catalyst for writing this book.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about my background first, Susan,
sure,
before we get into the great awakening
sure
that I had.
Yep.
So I trained as a medical anthropologist, which means that I went into the Amazon and the Andes and jungles in Africa and in Indonesia and in Mexico. So I traveled to many parts of the world to study indigenous healers, and they discovered that they had the ability to create psychosomatic health in their patients. So whereas in the West, we are very, very good at creating psychosomatic disease. So at the age of 6, most of us became experts at creating psychosomatic disease. I remember that when I didn't want to go to school that day, in 20 minutes, I could develop the symptoms of malaria or some major illness. And then the school bus would go by and I would be feeling great again. So so early on in my work, I actually started in a brain research laboratory at San Francisco State University, where we were studying how we could create psychosomatic health, because we know we can do it.
Yep.
Because the most extensively studied effect in Western medicine is the placebo effect, because every medication that we produce has to be tested against a placebo. So we know that a placebo is 89% as effective as morphine, and it's 92% as effective as Viagra. And if you paint the little placebo pill blue, it's 94% as effective.
Wow.
So what an amazing capability we have to trigger these processes of healing. So that's what I wanted to study. And that's what led me into the jungles and into the Amazon. And initially my research was funded, you're not going to believe this, by a big Swiss pharmaceutical company. Because I don't take any medications, I avoid them.
Yep.
But this big Swiss pharmaceutical wanted to discover the next big breakthrough cancer or Alzheimer's or heart disease drug. And the Amazon is nature's pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So they offered me a 3-month research grant to bring back specimens that were being used to treat these illnesses. And I looked at this grant. I was a young graduate student and I was broke and pretty foolish. So I went off for 3 months into the backwaters of the Amazon and came back to meet my sponsors in Lima, stayed at a nice hotel, took the first hot shower that I had had in weeks. And I met with them and they said, "Well, what did you discover?" And I said, "Nothing." And they thought I was holding out on them. They thought, They said, you could be famous, you could be rich. And I said, look, I didn't discover anything, because in none of the places that I went to was there any cancer or any Alzheimer's or any heart disease. And these are the illnesses of the West. And we believe that these are inevitable companions to getting old. And this is not true. And this is not only in the Amazon that people don't suffer from these illnesses. But if you look at the statistics in the United States in the year 1900, the cases of Alzheimer's, it hadn't even been discovered, but it was 1 out of 100.
Wow.
Today, if you live to be 85 years old, you have a 50% chance of having diagnosable Alzheimer's. And it's stunning. 100 years ago in America, cancer cases were 1 out of 10. Today, it's 1 out of 2. Autism, 100 years ago, was 1 out of 20,000 children. Today, 1 out of 40 children are being diagnosed autistic. So what's going on? But the beauty of it is that the shamans that I worked with knew how to prevent this. They didn't know how to treat it, but they knew how to prevent it, which I'm hoping to share with you today.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad you shared that background, because, I mean, what we're leading to is what is wrong with this Western diet.
Yeah, absolutely. The roots of it are in our diet, but also in our belief systems, in our communion with spirit, which is why my new book is called One Spirit Medicine. It's the healing power of spirit. So it's not only in your diet, it has to be supported by diet, but it's spirit's intervention that gives meaning, purpose, and health to you.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. That's why I love how your book is a combination of, you know, physical, the importance of good physical health, but also emotional health. You talk about letting go of emotional toxicity, and also, obviously, the spiritual. So before we get into that, though, I really would love for you to tell your own personal story. And it doesn't have to be long, but if you could just talk about your own, like you called it your awakening. In the book, you called it a healing crisis, but your awakening that you precipitated, you know, the writing of this book.
Well, you know, Susan, I mentioned earlier, I was in jungles in Peru, in Mexico, in Indonesia. In all of these different places, I picked up hitchhikers. Mm. So I picked up bugs and parasites. And the jungle is not dirty. The jungle is really, really clean. But it's the last outpost of Western civilization, of the white man, that are filthy. People throw their garbage in the river. And you know, we're the only creature that fouls its own nest and poisons its drinking water. So it was in these outposts of Western civilization, at the very furthest edges of the Amazon, that I picked up parasites and worms and bugs without knowing it. Then a couple of years ago, my system began to crash, and I went in for a comprehensive medical test, and I called my doctors a week later. I'm in Mexico doing a keynote address at a conference with my friend Greg Braden and Don Miguel Ruiz. And I call my doctors and I go, okay, guys, what's the story? What's the prognosis? And they said, it's not good. And they say, I asked them, what's my diagnosis? Your diagnosis is that you should be dead.
Wow.
I never heard a diagnosis like this.
Wow.
So it turns out that they put me on a world map and they said, you have parasites that you only get in Africa, that you only get in Indonesia and Bali. And they said to me, your liver's compromised. You better get on a liver transplant list. You have parasites in your brain, and your heart is riddled with worms. And they told me, you better get back to the U.S. immediately and check into a hospital. Now, my wife, who's a trained shaman and healer, was leaving the next day to the Amazon to lead one of our expeditions, where we go and study with the shamans of the Amazon. And I had just bought a ticket to go back to Miami to check into a hospital. And as I'm boarding my flight, I go, what am I doing? Am I crazy? And I get out of my airplane, and I get into her plane, because I had tickets for both.
Wow.
And I go back to where my medicine, where I learned my medicine, which is the Garden of Eden, because the Amazon truly is the garden. Mm. And and there I was received by the shamans and by the healers, and primarily received by Mother Earth. And I had to go through a rite of death and rebirth, a death to everything that I had been in the past. And everything that I thought was important before, including fame and fortune and success, and I had to be reborn. And I was gifted a new liver by the jungle. And the shamans brought back a new liver for me. And that's, of course, a metaphorical way of saying that they had switched on the repair systems in my body. Mm-hmm. That allowed me to grow a new liver. And they did this with every organ in my body.
Wow.
And I realized as they were doing this that they knew how to break into password-protected regions of our DNA that are password-protected, but that once we get into them, that allow us to grow a new body. And because we know how to grow a new body, because we did. A long time ago, we grew a body. We grew 10 fingers and 10 toes, and we grew a head, and we grew a heart and a kidney and a brain.
Yeah.
And then these regions in our DNA are password protected because you don't want to be growing any more fingers or arms. Mm-hmm. But if you can switch them on again and guide them, and they did. They did that with me. They helped me to grow a new heart, a new liver, and a new brain. And of course, I had to do I did the Western medicine as well to kill the bugs and the parasites. I had 5 kinds of hepatitis, four different kinds of worms, 9 different kinds of parasites in my brain.
Oh, my gosh.
And I knew maybe I could get a liver transplant and maybe I could even find a new heart. And I felt like I was right out of the Wizard of Oz, you know, looking for courage and but it's really hard to find a good brain, and I wasn't sure when I was going to get one. So I went on a tremendous healing. I had to put into practice everything I had learned from the shamans in the previous 30 years. And I did, and within a year period, I now have a new liver, completely repaired, and a brand new heart, and my brain has never been better. So what I discovered was how we can actually not just heal from disease, but actually repair our bodies, grow an entirely new body. And you know, Susan, that there's nobody on the planet who's older than 7 years old. And the oldest person you know on the planet is only 7 years old, because everybody grows a new body every 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And every cell in your body is replaced by a new one. And if you can give the instructions to your DNA to grow a body that's more youthful and more vital and healthier than the one you had 7 years ago, you're going to be surprising your doctors like you did.
Yeah.
And we know how to do this. And today we have the technologies for doing this. And I want to talk a little bit more about this later in the show.
Yeah, I love it. And I guess what's coming up for me is I'm thinking of listeners. I think that a question that coming to them would be, how do I do this? You know, Alberto can go to the Amazon and he has all these connections with shamans and he, you know, can do this plant medicine when he's there, et cetera. But how does the average person, and I know you address this in your book, but for listeners, how do we do it?
Yep. Well, that's what we're going to do.
Yep.
And you know, Susan, it begins with a diet. So the first thing you need to do is to know that the sugar that you're eating is killing you. And it's not the sugar that you put in your coffee. It's the sugar that's in the rest of your diet. So it means that you have to eliminate wheat, all grains, because grains turn into sugars the moment that you eat them. And pathology, disease, feeds on the sugars. Cancer feeds on sugars. So yeah. The first thing, and in 100 years ago, the average American consumed 5 pounds of sugar a year. Today, we consume 200 pounds of sugar per person per year.
Wow.
And remember that sugar feeds pathology. Sugar yep. feeds cancer. Sugar has to go. And it has to go in the form of no bread, no pasta, no fruit that doesn't have a lot of fiber. Like if you eat a watermelon, you're basically eating a popsicle.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get the sugar out of your system. And then the next thing is the allergens. So you've got to get the gluten, eliminate the gluten.
Yep.
And in fact, when you're going through a healing crisis, you need to eliminate all grains from your diet, all grains, because they cause inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And within a 6-week period, you're going to be switching on more than 500 genes that create health and switching off more than 200 genes that create disease.
Mm-hmm.
So that the diet is fundamental. So the keystones are no gluten, no dairy, no sugar, cut back on your coffee or eliminate it for a short period of time, and then breathe deep. Take good deep breaths and let your body know, do what it knows how to do already, which is to switch on these repair mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the minute that you switch on to the diet that I have in One Spirit Medicine, and you do it for 6 weeks, what you begin to do is you put the body into repair mode. But the most important thing that you do is that you begin to upgrade the quality of your brain. Because you need to upgrade your brain so you can access the higher regions in your brain that allow you to create psychosomatic health, mm-hmm. to dream your health into being. Otherwise, you're still functioning from the lower brain regions that are keeping us in survival, in fight or flight, in scarcity, in jealousy, in anger. So we need to upgrade the brain. And the one thing that upgrades the brain faster than anything else are the omega-3 fatty acids, the DHA. So DHA is absolutely essential. And we don't get this in our food anymore. We don't get our omega-3s that we used to get from fish.
Yeah.
But today, all of our fish is farm-raised, so that we don't get any good quality omega-3s anymore. And remember that breast milk is 40% omega-3s because the growing brain needs it. But then we stop feeding the brain for the rest of our lives,
and we're not
able to upgrade it. So if you take 3 to 5 grams of omega-3s, and you can buy these at a health food store, you will be upgrading the quality of your brain in 6 weeks.
Wow.
And then you'll be able to break out of the stress chemicals that we're producing all the time, and we'll be able to start producing the bliss chemicals, which is what the brain loves to do, but it needs to have the nutritional support to be able to do that.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And, you know, I have a question for you just out of my own curiosity, which is, what about these gluten-free products? You know, I'm gluten-free, but you know, I have these muffins that I love, but they're made with brown rice. So I don't know if you're saying that we can't have any brown rice, or we can't have, and I know like quinoa, for instance, are there some things we can have like that? Or is it just no grains, period, including brown rice?
You know, it depends what you're trying to do, Susan. If you're going through a healing crisis like I went through, you need to cut out all grains.
Okay.
All grains, including the brown rice muffins, including the rice, including, because the body does not recognize grains. Grains are very new. They appear 6,000 years ago.
Yep.
When we go from being hunter-gatherers to becoming farmers.
Yep.
So the body doesn't recognize them. And if you're going through a healing process, you need to eliminate the rice, the corn, 100%. And then after you go through your healing crisis, you can begin to reintroduce them, but stay away from the gluten.
Yep.
And And see, gluten only became a problem 50 years ago when we discovered a new kind of wheat that's dwarf wheat that has 20 times more gluten than the old strains of wheat used to have. So it's in the 1950s and onwards that you see the tremendous increase in heart disease, cancer, dementia, etc.
I have something I want to share about that, but we do need to take a break. This is why I need 2 hours, but we need to take a break. So we will be right back with Alberto Valoldo and One Spirit Medicine.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's my tip of the day. Let's talk about unlimited thinking. Let's talk about limitlessness. What would it look like and feel like? Is it only for special people? What if you aren't living a very abundant, powerful life right now? Is this opportunity closed off to you? Absolutely not. This is your chance, without lifting a finger, even telling anyone around you, or leaving the house. You can begin to step into all that you are and all that you were meant to be. Pay attention to the arguments that arise as you articulate the limitlessness of your opportunities, your finances, and the loving and supportive friends and family members around you. Draw them in. Let's shift those agreements from the lower level energies to those that allow you to step into all that you are. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com and listen to Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride. Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Are you feeling stressed, in pain, disconnected, worried about aging? Corrective Alignment and Integration Therapy restores health. Move your body, which frees your mind and elevates your spirit. Bodywise Bodywork LLC provides the tools you need to create the change you've been waiting for. Start living a fully present and integrated life. Book your 15-minute consultation online at www.bodywisebodywork.com. Bodywise Bodywork LLC, because it's the only body you've got.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
All right. So we are here with Alberto Valoldo in his newest book, One Spirit Medicine. And we were just talking about the importance of cutting out all grains if you're in a healing crisis. No pasta, no bread. And you can reintroduce some grains later when you're healthy. but no gluten is what we were talking about. And Alberto, what I was going to mention before the break is that I read Grain Brain, which I thought was fantastic. I loved the book. And I also saw the author on Dr. Oz, and they had a real brain that the person died of Alzheimer's, and there was a hole in the brain. And they were saying, Dr. Oz was saying that grains and sugar ate away that brain. And that was enough for me, seeing that brain with a hole in it. It's horrible.
Well, you know, the amazing thing is that we have a brain in this show, actually, as well. We have at least two of them, which is yours and mine, and everybody yes. else who's listening.
Yep.
And most of our brains have been damaged by our diets and by gluten. Now, let me get to another important point. Not only do we have to stop eating some things, particularly during a healing crisis, or if you want to detox, you can do this for a six-week period, but we need to replace our intestinal flora. So we need to replenish the microorganisms that we live in a symbiotic relationship with and that are in our guts, because we have damaged these so badly with our use of antibiotics.
Yep.
And they're the ones that are not able to tolerate gluten, that are not able to tolerate wheat. So if we can repair the gut flora, we find that many of our food allergies disappear. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to do the probiotics, and really good quality probiotics. And there's one product that I love. Can I endorse a product I have no relationship
to? Sure, of course you can.
It's the most amazing probiotics that are made, and they're called AscendedHealth.com. They're at AscendedHealth.com, A-S-C-E-N-D-E-D, health.com. And they're smart probiotics. Most of what we get over the counter is they're dead. But once you replenish your gut, you restabilize the colony, then you're able to reintroduce foods that you used to be allergic to previously or you have sensitivities to. And then
awesome.
What happens is that you begin to repair the brain. And the chemistry of this is really amazing, Susan. If I can take a detour into a little bit of science.
Sure.
Okay. Because, you know, I was in the Amazon years ago as an anthropologist, and I decided, well, I can either study the shamans or become a shaman. It's like being with the astronauts. I can study the astronauts or I can become an astronaut. So I trained as a shaman, and they would have me eat roots and barks that were disgusting. And I would ask them, why should I eat this? And they would say, because it's always been done this way. Mm. And that wasn't good enough because I had a background in science. But they had, of course, they didn't have the Western science like we do. So when we took these plants and products to the laboratory years later, we found that what they did was that they repaired the brain and upgraded the brain. And they allowed you to switch over to begin producing the bliss molecules. And this is how it works from the perspective of neuroscience, is that when you're living in stress, you're living with your fight or flight system switched on.
Yep.
And the fight or flight system produces the stress hormones, which are adrenaline and cortisol. And adrenaline and cortisol are deadly to the brain. And when you're able to switch the fight or flight system off, two things happen. One is that your world becomes safe again. You're not living in a dangerous place. Your world becomes safe. And you stop producing the stress hormones, which are deadly to the brain. And when you stop producing these, then the pineal gland inside the brain, this is the seventh chakra of the yogis, the pineal gland does what it was always meant to do, which is that it takes methyl rings and bonds methyl rings to neurotransmitters. So then you have serotonin, which is a very common neurotransmitter, being tweaked just slightly by the pineal, and it turns it into psilocybin. It turns it into ayahuasca. So that the brain, the higher brain, loves to be in these sublime states of communion by producing these brain chemicals endogenously. and it doesn't produce enough chemicals for you to have a, you know, to have an acid trip, but it produces enough of these that you feel your communion with all of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get into these higher states of consciousness, then you're able to create psychosomatic health. And it's only when your fight or flight is switched on and you're living in scarcity and fear that you create psychosomatic disease.
Yeah. And I know in the book, you, and this is in your Dethroning the King chapter, you talk about that grains and sugar are feeding that tyrant, that fight or flight mentality.
This is the tyrant brain. This is the brain. This brain feeds on sugars. And the higher brain that we're interested in switching on feeds on fats. And that's why we have to make that dietary switch from sugars back to the old shaman diet, what shamans used to eat a long time ago, which were proteins and fats. Proteins and fats. These are the key.
I know. I love that. You know what's interesting is the foods you list in the detox diet are my favorite foods.
Absolutely. You know, you start the morning with proteins and fats, with an avocado, with a couple of eggs, with you don't eat any fruit until noon so that you don't switch on your sugar systems until midday. And then the last sugar that you eat is at 6 in the evening. And the and sugars, when I say sugars, I'm talking about carbs.
Yeah.
And then you have this period from 6 in the evening till noon the next day where your body can eliminate waste, can detox.
Yep.
And this is essential to restoring health. You need that 18-hour detox period to eliminate all of the toxins that we have built up inside our cells.
Yeah.
And this means 18 hours without sugars. You can have a snack at midnight. If you want to have some nuts, have some nuts at midnight. Have eggs and avocado for breakfast, but no sugars. An 18-hour carb and sugar fast is so essential.
Yeah, no, I loved what you wrote about fasting in the book. And the, you know, I'd like you to talk about that a little bit more, just in terms of the repairing that happens when we fast.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you can go on a 3-day fast, which is what the shamans used to do when they went on a vision quest. They would go into nature and drink water only for 3 days and ask for a guiding vision for their lives. And as I was writing One Spirit Medicine, I discovered that in order to heal and maintain your health, you not only had to do the physical fasting, you had to also go on your vision quest and discover what was your guiding vision for your life. What is your new vision, your new mission? And the so I want to tell you a funny story. I was in the high Andes leading one of our expeditions a few years ago. And we were at 15,000 feet, and I started hiking back on my own. And I sat down on a rock, and I was breathless. And I was convinced that I heard my father's voice, who had died a couple of years before, speak to me and say, "Until you realize why you were born, my son, you will have to keep living my life." And I went, "Oh, no," because he had a very difficult life. So I came back to the U.S. and went into therapy. So I spent 2 years in therapy and exploring my family of origin, and it was very useful. But then I went back to the high Andes, to the holy mountain of the shamans, and I'm hiking back by myself again, stop at the same place, breathless. I'm catching my breath, and I think I hear my father's voice again. And he says, "Until you realize why you were born, my son, you will have to keep living my life." And I go, "Oh my God, I made a mistake of a punctuation mark. I misplaced a comma. I had to spend 2 years in therapy." So the message was, we need to understand why we were born. This is the message of One Spirit. What did we come here to do? And then the fasting supports that, because then we're not feeding that lower brain that needs the sugars. We're coming up with a new microbiome, a new gut flora with probiotics that don't have the food cravings that the old bugs do. Because when you have a sugar craving, I used to have sugar cravings all the time. I could not walk by a chocolate chip cookie without eating it. It's not you who has the cravings, it's them. It's the bugs. Mm. And when you change the flora, you're able to change your diet. And then you can begin to hold that big question, what did I come here to do? What's my mission? What is my life about?
Yeah, I love that. I've done two vision quests, and one in the high desert above Death Valley and one in Alaska, and actually probably one at Chaco Canyon. So, so I know about this. I know what happened to me. I know how my whole life broke open. My heart broke open after that. And I've been on my, you know, soul's purpose and achieving it ever since. So I loved how you end the book with the vision quest. And how do you mentioned that people can do it in parks, or people can do it, you know, in their backyard. And this is not something I've heard before. And so is that possible for just all the listeners who are here to do it in a, I don't know if the word is easier, because you go through so much of a death during it that it's not quote easy, but can people do it, in their own backyards or in a park?
Absolutely. And you know, our lives are so hectic today.
Yep.
And part of what you heal with One Spirit Medicine is your hecticness.
Mm.
So that suddenly you start to have time again.
Yep.
And because I don't know anybody who has time. We're all running at 100 miles an hour and getting nowhere. So when you're able to switch out of this lower predatory brain that feeds on sugars and step into the higher brain that feeds on fats like olive oil and coconut oil and avocados, and that higher brain has all the time in the world. And what happens is that you become so effective in your life in what you have to do, but you're no longer identified with what you do. You're no longer what you do, but who you are.
Mm.
And then spaciousness and time opens up in your life. And the for those of us who's have not upgraded our brain yet, who don't have time, who are rushing here and there and there, then you can do your vision quest within your hectic life. So I describe how to do that in One Spirit Medicine. But the essentials of it are simple. You set an intention during a 3-day period. I have one of our students who's an ER doc, works in the emergency room. And he did his vision quest while showing up to work every day, modifying his diet, cutting out the allergens, including wheat and corn and rice and all of the grains, cutting the coffee out. And he had this amazing revelation. Instead of dealing with gunshot wounds and knife wounds in the emergency room, he was dealing with people that needed his human touch, as well as to be cleaned up and sewn up. And he found that his patients were getting better.
Mm.
The minute that he started seeing them as luminous beings, as Buddhas in the making, and not as some criminal thug who had been who had their hand blown off by a shotgun. And his life changed afterwards. He said, I used to be a doctor, and now I'm an ER healer. So he
wow.
went through a whole job description change without changing his work. So
I
you can
that.
Do it wherever you are. In fact, we need to do it because we're in such a need of a driving vision for our lives today, so that we're not just trudging through it. But we need to reinvent ourselves without changing the spouse or changing the job or changing the city that we live in.
Yeah, which is what people tend to do in a country this large, you know, is that we change location thinking that's it. But
well, we change the partner.
We change partners. We change partners. We change locations. We're just going to go to Alaska, right? And that's going to fix everything.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine that just invited me to his wedding, and it's his fifth wedding. And I tell him, are you nuts? Are you crazy? He says, no, I finally found the right one. And I said, no, you didn't, because what you had, you have to stop looking for the right partner and start working on becoming the right partner.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, yeah. And this is what we do when we upgrade the quality of our brain, and when we have spirit infuse us, and we find that our health begins to change, our lives begin to change. And we have to do it at the level of our diet, at the level of our beliefs, and at the level of our connection with the life force, with spirit.
I agree. It's important to do all of that in combination. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been talking about stress a bit, and again, I'm thinking about listeners. You know, how do they deal with it, free ourselves from these stressors? Because it seemed, you know, do we start with the diet? Do we start cutting things out that are stressing us? Do you feel like that changing your diet is going to help you free yourself of all of these things that are feeling like they're stressing us in our lives?
Well, you begin with the diet. You begin with the body. So the minute you're not stressing your physiology, then your mind is not stressed out. And you begin by eliminating the sugars, eliminating the wheat products, the bread, the pasta, eliminating the gluten. And when you do, and then taking the probiotics and repairing the gut.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how this works, because our DNA does not recognize gluten. Gluten is a very new molecule. It does not recognize it. But what gluten does is that when we ingest, we have a piece of toast, and the gluten molecule gets into our gut, it wedges itself in between the tight junctions that make up the gut wall. The gut wall is only one cell thick, and the job is to absorb nutrients into your body. And the gluten comes and wedges itself between these cells, and you end up with a leaky gut. So that your gut content is leaking into your bloodstream. And so that you get microbes, part of your flora, leaking into your bloodstream and food particles. And the immune system attacks these. And you get a huge inflammatory response. In fact, if you look at people around you, look at their faces, look at their eyes, how puffy they are. Look at their bodies. The inflammation is rampant.
Yes.
America. And the minute that you remove these allergens, that you're not breaking through the gut barrier, that you repair the leaky gut because you have the right bugs. In fact, the role of the probiotics is to take broccoli and salmon, which is not us, and turn it into things that are us. So they have a really big job. So when you get the right flora, you're beginning to digest your food and to get the right nutrients from it. And then they protect you from getting leaky gut. The minute you repair your gut, you find that your physiological stress is reduced by 90%. And then you can deal with psychological stress so much better, because your body is not having a 5-alarm fire.
So good to hear this. I love it. I just went to a reunion. I went to UC Santa Barbara and went to a reunion a week ago. And I saw an old friend I hadn't seen in decades, and she has Parkinson's disease. And I know Parkinson's is definitely, you know, fueled by inflammation. And I am going to definitely tell her that she needs to get your book.
Well, you know, in the West, we have more than 14,000 diagnoses. There are more than 14,000 ways that we have of being sick. But there's really only one or two ways that we have of being well. Now, for the shamans have only one diagnosis. They have only one disease and only one treatment. And that one disease is that disconnection from yourself. The disconnection from your soul, from your body, from spirit, and from nature.
Yeah.
And when you're able to reconnect with your body, with your gut, with the microbes in your gut, with your soul's journey, and with nature, then healing happens. Extraordinary healing happens.
I really have experienced that in my own life, and you definitely have experienced it with your awakening slash healing crisis.
You know, I have a brand new liver now, a brand new brain, and a brand new heart. And the and what we're doing with our students, I train modern shamans today. I have a school that trains men and women in the practice of energy medicine. Is that we're learning not just how to heal what's gone wrong, but how to upgrade our health to create extraordinary states of health so that we can take our vitality and our humor and our sensuality with us into our later years, and so that we don't become a statistic. Mm. We don't become one of the 29% that die of cancer, or one of the 50% that have Alzheimer's, or one of the, you know, we can be that one person out of a million that dies in the arms of his or her beloved after great sex at the age of 150.
I love that picture. I think that's great. Yeah, wonderful. That's what we want. That's what we want. Before we go further, though, we only have about 4 minutes left, but I'd love for you just to tell people how they can contact you, find out more about your programs, get your book. Just talk about that for a moment.
Well, One Spirit Medicine is available through Amazon, and it has the step-by-step process for the Great Vision Quest that'll help you renew your body and awaken the repair mechanisms in the body. The other way to get a hold of us is through the web. It's at thefourwinds.com, thefourwinds, thefourwinds.com. And that lists all of our training programs and expeditions to the Amazon and to other places. So come visit our website. There's also all of the science behind One Spirit Medicine is there as well. So that's at thefourwinds.com. And One Spirit Medicine is really the blueprint for how we can grow a new body that ages and heals and dies differently.
Fantastic. Yeah, I just, I need to come. I told you I had signed up and then couldn't come. And so I have to decide what I want to do. But I'm very inspired and want to come study with you. So this has been inspiring for me personally, and I know for listeners. Is there one thing that you want to say that you feel is important that you haven't said, or you want to reiterate, Alberto?
I want to remind all of us that we have to work at the physical level, at the level of mind, that our mind can create peace, but that we have to support the brain to be able to do that. And then we need to come up with a new sacred journey for ourselves. And at the heart of One Spirit Medicine is, how do you craft a new sacred journey that will take you healthfully throughout the rest of your life, and where you can take up your part in dreaming a new world into being for all of us, which is what we came here to do.
Exactly. And this is so important today when there's conflict in the world, and a way to create a world of peace. And particularly since 2012, we've been hearing about, like you talk about the new mythology in your book. Barbara Marx Hubbard is going to be on soon and on my show to talk about the future and being conscious evolutionaries. And I love how we're going to start with our body and with our brain. And wouldn't it be wonderful if everyone did this, we could create peace on the planet?
Absolutely. And we begin by creating peace in our gut, peace in our brain, and then that spreads out to everyone we come in contact with.
Yes. So making peace within ourselves, and then with everyone we meet, and then spreading to the rest of the world.
Absolutely. And then
I love it.
When we begin to make peace, we can also begin to create beauty and become originals instead of a copy of a bad copy of who we were 7 years ago. Next time you grow a new body, you can grow a healthier, more vital, more original and dynamic self.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, Alberto. I've enjoyed every moment. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And thank you, my incredible listeners, for being willing to change not only what you eat, but how you live your lives. May you feel energized and inspired to take action from this moment forward. Please join me next week in welcoming Susan Anderson, who will help you tame your outer child, stop self-sabotaging, and heal from abandonment. Until then, this is Dr. Susan reminding you that you carry the light.
You've been listening to the transformative show, We Carry the Light, with host Dr. Susan Allison, the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. Who are you right now, and who do you want to be? What is it that makes you happy, helps you feel fulfilled, and living your purpose? Tune in every Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.